Tomorrow in the Chumash here, we'll probably discuss a little bit of what's going on in the world around us. But Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to continue learning Torah, which I think is amazing. And I want to give a special thank you to those individuals that have been working tirelessly to ensure that this year continues. A very special thank you to Rabbi Elio Wolf, who's devoted a lot of time to all of the Young Israel Shurim, but specifically ours. I spent over an hour with him on the phone, arranging that we can have our own arrangement, and we have as much time as we want. A special thank you to Stewie Wagner, who graciously sponsored our own slot, which means I can go on all night if I want. I have as many hours as I want. And of course, a very special thank you to Michael Charnowitz for making sure we have this platform, to making sure we have the ability to be able to continue our Shurim. The world around us might be crumbling, and it is, but Baruch Hashem, we can continue to learn Torah the way we are. We can continue to discuss topics in Halacha, continue to grow in learning, despite all that is around us. And Emet Hashem, our Liman HaTorah tonight, that we're able to continue learning, should be an unbelievable schos for all of Klal Yisrael. And Emet Hashem, this horrific Magefa should end very soon. It should not take any more lives. It should not cause any more Chaylim. And Emet Hashem, we should all be zeich to greet Mashiach together. Tonight's topic, everybody said, we're going to discuss a topic which I was hoping wouldn't be so negeya halach lemaisa, but because of what's going on, it is negeya, but it becomes even more complicated as the quarantining continues. I want to discuss a shiloh of what happens in a situation where you have missed Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. If you have a missed Kriyas HaTorah, like many Jews in Klal Yisrael had the past Shabbos, is there a way to make up Kriyas HaTorah? And secondly, because last week was Parshas Parah, does it make it even more complicated and perhaps a way to, if we wanted to this week, not that I think we'll be able to, but Mitzvah Hashem, maybe we'll be zeiche, by learning this sugya, we'll be zeiche that this Shabbos will be able to make up the Kriyas HaTorah. Is there such a thing as a makeup? How do we go about making it up? And is Parshas Parah even even possible to be made up? So in order to answer all these questions, we got to go a couple steps back and discuss the Mikar of Kriyas HaTorah. Now the truth is, we've had previous shurim about this topic, where we discussed the issues of Kriyas HaTorah, but we'll just have a quick review. We have a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, source number one, right-hand column, Zokti Gemara. The Gemara over there in Baba Kama, towards the end of the, I believe it's the 8th Perek, the Gemara is discussing all the different takanas that Ezra instituted. And the Gemara says over there that Ezra was misakin, b'shiyukayrim b'sheinu b'chamishi, that Ezra was misakin the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, Thursday. So the Gemara is Akasha. Ezra tikun v'meikara avi mitakno. How can you say Ezra was misakin it? It was much earlier. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, the Jewish people went 3 days in the midbar. They didn't find water. So darshid rishumas amru ei mayim elo teir. So the Gemara says that al pidrush, the pasuk doesn't mean water, it means teir. Shenema how you call some of the chulam mayim. So the Gemara tells us kivin shahochu shoshi yomim b'lay teir. Since the Jewish people went 3 days without teir, nilum amdu neviim shebeneim. They got up the Nevi'im Shebeneim. And who was the Nevi'im Shebeneim? So it could have been Moshe, it could have been Aaron. We'll see, the Rambam coined the phrase, it was Moshe. And they made a takono that watch you kairim b'Shabbos, that you're supposed to lay on Shabbos. U'mavsikim b'echa b'Shabbos, you take a break on Sunday. The kairim b'Sheni, you read on Monday, u'mavsikim b'Shlishi b'Vin, you take a break on Thursday and Friday, on Tuesday and Wednesday. The kairim b'Chamishi, then you read again on Thursday, u'mavsikim, and we take a break. Erev Shabbos and Friday, why? K'deish lo yolonu gimel yom b'loy Torah. So we should never go 3 days without Torah. We mentioned in a previous shiur, a tshuva for Reb Menashe Klein. Reb Menashe Klein discussed the shaila of a bar mitzvah boy who had non-religious relatives, and he wanted to know, can he make his bar mitzvah Sunday morning when everyone can come and let them drive, and alay from the Torah Sunday morning? So Reb Menashe Klein made a dig from the Gemara that it's not only are you supposed to only lay Monday, Thursday, Friday. You're not supposed to lay the other days. He was medayik from the words of the Gemara over here. The Gemara said, umavsikin. And you take a break, like there's a din, you're supposed to take a break and not have laning on those days. So Menashe Klein paskin, it's not permissible to have a bar mitzvah on Sunday with Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara seems to present itself that the institution of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos was from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara's answer is no, the Ezra was misakin, how many aliyas and how many psukim, but the actual idea, the concept of Kriyas HaTorah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the question is, if it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, what type of status is that? Does Moshe Rabbeinu have the power to make something drabanan? Does Moshe Rabbeinu have the power to make something mideraisa? So if you look at number two, the Rambam in the Mishneh Brura, in his introduction to Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Kuf Lamed Hei is the Siman that talks about Kriyas HaTorah. He quotes a Rambam. The Rambam writes, we're in source number 2 on the left side. Zok the Rambam in Perikud Beis Melachos Tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu tikun lehem the Yisrael shikarim b'tayr b'rabim b'shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who instituted laning on Monday and on Shabbos. So the Achreinim have a kasha on the Rambam. What do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara says, Nevi'im shebenehem. So the Rishonim, Achreinim answer, who's the greatest of the Nevi'im? Was Moshe Rabbeinu? So even though the Gemara says the words Nevi'im, it means Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambam learns that Moshe was misak in the laning. Kidei shal yishu shloshes yomim b'loy shemiyas teira. The Ezra Tikkun, what was Ezra Misakin? She occurring Gabbat Mincha B'chol Shabbos. Ezra was Misakin that we should lane on Shabbos Mincha B'shem Yosh V'Kronios. Because of the Yosh V'Kronios, when we had the Shir on Kriyas HaTorah, we mentioned there's two Shittas we showed him, what's Yosh V'Kronios. There's a Rashi Baba Kama, there's a Shitta Mukubetzis in Baba Kama. The Gam Hu Tikkun, she occurring B'shem V'chamish, she shloish V'ni Adam. And Ezra was Misakin the amount of Aliyahs. For La Yikru Pachas Masar Psukim, you shouldn't be less than 10 Psukim. Keep his man Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Ashal Moshe, the Kana Dafki, Shikarim Shosha, because in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't clear cut how many Aliyahs with how many Psukim. That was Ezra's addition. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana. At the end of the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a Yushalmi. And we'll talk about this Yushalmi in a second. Yushalmi says, Moshe Tikal Lem Yisrael Shikarim Betaira, Bishabasois, Vyam Toivim, Varosh Chodesh, Ubachol Shamoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin that we should lay on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Cholamoyt. Or maybe a Rif Perak HaKayr, or maybe the Chain Huberam. So, the assumption is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin. The question is, what status does Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu have? And the Pashtus is, Mr. Brew himself writes later on, that it only has the status of a Durabban. So the whole Kriyas HaTorah is Pashtus only a Durabban. However, if you look at number 3, there's a famous sheet of the Bach. The Bach is in Simon Tov Resh Pehe, that's in Hilchos Dalal Parshiyos. He's going on a famous Tosfos which we spoke about in the past. Tosfos is trying to figure out, is there ever a Kriyas HaTorah Midaraisa? And that's when Tosfos makes the famous comment, yes, you have Kriyas HaTorah Midaraisa called Parsha Zohar. But the Bach disagrees with the premise of Tosfos. And the Bach writes, he says, "Umashe Tosfos HaTosfos B'Pashtos, the Pishitos, the Kriyas HaTorah Einam in HaTorah." The fact that the Tosfos assumes for such a given that Kriyas HaTorah can't be Midaraisa, only Midrabanan, the Ezra who the Tikkun, Ikalitmua. To be parak me ruba amru Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem tikim be midmishir kair me teira. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin it. Elosha Ezra tikim tilsa. Ezra was misakin the amount of aliyahs. Then he calls to Yushalmi, and he says at the end, the last line, he writes, ulefi zev vade kol kriya b'shabasos min ha-teira. He quotes the Rif, that the Rif was of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin shikarim b'teira b'shabasos v'yam tovim, and that becomes da'irais. The Pashtus is not like the Bach, but the Bach was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is Daraisa. It doesn't make that much of a difference in our sugya tonight to whether or not Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is Daraisa or Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is Darabonon, but it just is an interesting side note, what exactly is the background to the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Before we even get into the sugya, it's worth mentioning a Mishnah Berurah number 3b on the left side. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Mem Gimel writes, Ubi Yishuv, if you live in a community off the beaten path, Shein lahem sefer Torah. Let's say you live in a community that you never get a minyan on Shabbos. So then, nocho in likras b'chumashim b'loy bracha. Then that community should read the Kriyas HaTorah from a chumash without a bracha. So tishtakach Torah's Kriyas. So they shouldn't forget that there's such a concept called Kriyas HaTorah. V'lo yikra l'ha'ilim b'shem kimoi shemeneg l'sefer Torah. Don't call up people with a name for an aliyah. Elash le'yachtziba yikra ha'koil b'kol rom l'fneihem b'chumash. He'll read the whole thing from a chumash. B'lachash. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the minig is that what? If you have a community that's never going to get a minion, you live far out in the boondocks, you're never getting a minion, every Shabbos you always get 7, 8, 9, so then there's taka azach that you should have the Kriyas HaTorah read from a chumash. So again, yesh lodon if this is negeh for all of us that are going to be home alone. We're not part of a minion, we're all by ourselves. So it's not clear whether or not we'd have this din that we should all read it to ourselves so we all don't forget the concept of Kriyas HaTorah. Or maybe it's only when you have a group, a small group of people. Maybe I actually saw this Mr. Brewer quoted in one community's email that they wrote that on Shabbos morning, those that are davening at home should all read the Chumash out loud. It's based on this Mr. Brewer. Where the Mr. Brewer says you should read it out again. Mr. Brewer is talking about when you have a shatz, you have a shlech tzibur. It sounds like from the Mr. Brewer it's only when you have more than one person. If you're all on by yourself, maybe it doesn't apply. I'm just throwing this out as an interesting idea that perhaps on Shabbos, for those of us that are not, at this point I think it's almost everyone, who's not going to be davening with a minyan, and Mr. Shemesh should change, b'karev, and we should all be zeichet to daven with a minyan in the Shabbos, but if things say the way they are, maybe there is a din that we should all read the Chumash out loud to fulfill this Mishnah Berurah. The question is there a makeup date for the missed Kriyas HaTorah? So again, hopefully, with Hashem's help, we should get back to Shul the Shabbos. And let's say we get back to Shul the Shabbos, would we be able to make up last week's Parshas Kisisa? So the Ramah in number 4 writes, he says, in Bitloy Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur, if you were a Mavatal, you lost out 1 week, the Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur. Interesting words of the Ramah, Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur. Obviously, you can't read the parasha b'yichidus because laning is one of the things which is a dvarim that needs minyan. Says the Ramah, l'shana l'shabbos abba, the following Shabbos, koyrin oisei parasha ima parasha hashayich aloisei Shabbos. Says the Ramah, you read it the next week with that parasha. So let's say this week we would read parashas kisisa along with parashas vayakal epikudei. So writes the Ramah. Now, if you take a look over here, number 5, on the right side, there's an interesting Ber Halacha over here. The Ber Halacha declares the following Shaila. And this Shaila is going to take us into a little bit of the Lumdus over here. The question is, what does it mean to make up Kriyas HaTorah? How exactly does this work in a Lumdus sense that we can make up Kriyas HaTorah? So the Ber Halacha declares the following Shaila. He writes in number 5 on the right side, Ayin Ba'atera Zekenim, the Mistapik im Davka B'Shoyig, is this whole idea of making up only, let's say you have a Shoyig, like our case, where it's not in our control, the shuls are locked. Oh yeah, I feel amazing. Let's say, for example, the whole shul overslept. Everyone had a very lebedikah shalom zocha one Friday night, and the next morning everyone first wakes up late, and for whatever reason they don't lay. Is there also a din amitzarech lahashlim? He writes over here, "Beprimi gadim ubeshulchan etzah atzishitim kasvud and mestimas apoyski mashma that I feel amazing amimashlim." The pashta says that even amazing is a concept of tashlumin. Tashlumin is not only if you made a mistake. However, says the Ber Halacha, but if you look in the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon understood Pshat in this din. It's like Tashlumin of Tfila. We know if a person misses a Tfila, he has what's called a makeup. So Zogtev Ber Halacha Mashma the Lechayre Davka B'Shoygei Kimei Hosam She'en La Tashlum B'Bemezit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so he thinks it depends. If the Lomdis is like the Vilna Gaon, that the makeup of the Ramah is like davening, so then there's rules. You can't just make up any tefillah. It has to be if you were a Shoygei. So therefore, says the Ber Halacha, it should depend. Now, it's on page 3. If we could quickly skip to it, there's a Maram Shik I put on page 3. And the last of the Maram Mekoyim is the Maram Shik writes, he disagrees with the Vilna Gaon. He writes, "V'hai midinokat in bitloi." He's medayik from the lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says the lashon bitl. Mevor da'afilu b'meizid dinoi kein. Says the Maram Shik that word means even if it was on purpose. Kedamina and Rosh Perik Tfilas Hashachar the bitl hainu lishta b'meizid. He's medayik that the word bitl means on purpose, and therefore says the Maram Shik, what was the wording of the Ramah? The wording of the Ramah was bitl. So therefore says the Maram Shik, no, even if you missed the whole community, the whole shul missed it, be mazid, you all overslept, you all forgot to set your alarm clocks, assuming that's mazid, even though that's a shailah, if that's mazid or shayig, still, you'd have to make it up. Vim kain, so what's the lum that says the Maram Shik? Im kain, akorchach lav mitaris tashlumin. So he argues on the Vilna Gaon. Says the Maram Shik, if it's true even be mazid, it can't be tashlumin, because we know there's never tashlumin be mazid. I said, what's pshad in the makeup? El diyesh le mitzvah is Kriyas adayin meshach yuva lahashlam toich shana. Kidi isa perakam de brachas lahashlam parashoyis avitakarnas chachamim. Says the Maram Shik, because the Lomdus is not like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says the reason why you're able to make up Kriyas HaTorah from Shabbos to Shabbos is because it's like making up a tefillah. You have a tashlumin. And tashlumin, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, only works if you're b'shoygeg. Says the Maram Shik, that's not the pshat. The reason why you're able to make it up is because you're supposed to read all of the parashiyas HaTorah throughout the year. You gotta get it done. It's like Shtayim Mikavecha Targum. You get it done. If you don't get it done last week, you get it done this week. Get it done however you can get it done. So we have a Lomda Shemachloikis over here between the Vilna Gaon and the Maram Shik, and perhaps the other shitas that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the beginning of the Ber Halacha, to whether or not, and according to the Maram Shik, he writes Mefurish, you have a makeup even b'mezid. So we have a Yisraelistic Machloikis Achreinim, and we'll see this Machloikis will play into another important Shaila about is the Pshat in the makeup because it's like making up a tefillah, like the Vilna Gaon assumes, and therefore you can only make it up if it's b'shoygig, or the Lomdus is like the Maram Shik, that it's like Shtayim Mikra. You got to read X amount of parashas throughout the year, you got to get it done. If you didn't get it done this week, you can get it done the following week. Now there's another Ber Halacha in number 6. The Ber Halacha wants to know, we keep on talking about if you didn't lay on Shabbos. What happens if you didn't lay on Monday? Let's say, for example, you had a Monday where there was a massive snowstorm. And by the time the people are able to get out of the house, it's already Monday night. Would you be allowed to make up laning on Tuesday? Said Rabbi Halacha writes in number 6, Tafka Shabbos, Avolim Bitloy HaKriyas, B'Sheni V'Chamishi, Ein Loi Tashlum in the Yom Shalacha. There's no makeup for Monday, Thursday. So the Monday, Thursdays that we've missed already, Nebuch, that's it. There's nothing we can do about it. The only possibility is perhaps a makeup on Shabbos. So writes the Ber Halacha. Again, that's Negea to, perhaps could be Negea to, let's say you have a snowstorm. You have a massive, let's say for example, you have another type of inclement weather, or you have perhaps on Superstorm Sandy, we had these types of shadows. So the Ber Halacha writes right off the bat, Monday, Thursday laning has no makeup. The only laning that has a makeup is going to be the laning that takes place on Shabbos. Then we look at number 7, another Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha points out, he says, Kasav Amagan Avram, Duhu Adinim Heschilu V'Leisaimu Machmas Katata. What happens if, let's say, you started the laning, and halfway through the laning, you got to run for your life? This happened very often in history, where Jews were attacked, or there was a war, or there was a pogrom, or there was a bombs falling on your head. So you got through Shlishi, and after Shlishi, everyone runs out of shul for safety. So Zogta Mishnah Berurah, according to Magen Avraham, that's the same shas if you didn't lane. A half a laning is not a laning. And Achrayim point out, same din. Let's say, for example, you lane the whole parsha, then after laning, someone noticed that the Baal Keriah skipped the word. Baal Keriah skipped the pasuk. The Baal Keriah perhaps pronounced the word very, very wrong. So the Achrayim say it's the same thing. That's Kielu, you didn't lane. You'd have to go back and lane again. So let's say, for example, you start the laning, and then for halfway through, again, this perhaps is Monegea, and maybe now it's Yisroel, and they used to have to run in when the sirens go off, and there's a threat of a bomb, so everyone runs out, and you don't come back until after Shabbos. So the Ber Halacha says that's the same thing as if you didn't finish it. And since you didn't finish it, you'd have to make it up.
So okay. You have to start away from the beginning? Oh,
so he writes, he goes right there. If you look in the Ber Halacha, he says, V'ayim b'shari tshuvah shemitzadet atzmoy, sh'loi l'haschil b'shabbos abba b'makim sh'paskoy. You don't start from where you left off. Ela yaschil l'makoyim m'roi sh'aseder shal shabbos avi. You got to start from the beginning. V'likres imoy kol ma sh'kara b'shabbos. You got to do everything again. So he quotes over here from the Shari Ephraim, that the Shari Ephraim, who's going to be very important for our sugya, we all know the Shari Ephraim was Ephraim Zama Margolis, the famous author of the Mata Ephraim. He lived the 1700s. We know the Mata Ephraim from his sefer that we used during the Yom Neroim, but his sefer on Shari Ephraim is mamish used halacha l'maisa for all in Yoni Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who was a wealthy, independent, he had his own yeshiva, self-supported. And therefore, he writes, no, you got to go back to everything again. So if, let's say, for example, you got through Shishi, and then all of a sudden the sirens go off, you got to start again from the beginning. So quotes the Ber Halacha in the name of the Shari Ephraim. Now, again, that's not negeah to our shayla, but it could be negeah, perhaps, in another scenario, and it's important to keep in mind. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah number 8. It says in Mishnah Berurah, in Botloi, Machmas kitata ukidoyma, you have a catastrophe or something else. Umayri shalai korukolim. When do we talk about making up Kriyas HaTorah? That's when the whole day went by and you never laned at all. Avlin botle rak b'shachris akriya. Let's say, for example, a snowstorm. You can't get out of your house Shabbos morning because it's 20 feet of snow. And as the day goes on, the snow plows start to come down the streets. It's passable. So everyone comes out of the house in mincha time. There's already peace. Or let's say, for example, it's a war, and the soldiers leave, and the bombs stop falling, and now it's mincha time. So Zogti Mishnah Berurah, Miesh Panai Likres Kol HaSedra, if you have time to pack in the whole Sedra by mincha, Yikru B'mincha Kol HaSedra, you should read the whole parasha by mincha, Yikru Shiva Gavri, you should read 7 aliyahs, Ki Chol Yoyim HaShabbos Hu Zman HaKriya, because you can technically lay in the whole Shabbos. Let's say by mincha it's not calm. There's no makeup date of Shabbos on Monday and Thursday. Why? People got to go to work on Monday and Thursday. They don't have time to sit there and lead 7 aliyahs. So that's interesting. There's no option to make up Shabbos on any other date except for Shabbos, but you have a whole Shabbos to make it up. So let's say, for example, if they'd open the shuls halfway through the day. Let's say, for example, you have a story where a shul is closed because of the Board of Health, let's say. And they open up the shul 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you'll cram in, you'll pack in the whole lane. Now, this next Mishnah Berurah is very negeah to our situation. Zogti Mishnah Berurah, ve'im bitloi, we're in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav in number 8. Ve'im bitloi kama shabbosais. What happens if Nebuch, and this is the way it looks like we're heading, there are going to be many shabbosim who are not going to lane? Are we going to go back and make up all these parshias? So Mr. Brewer writes, Yeshoimim de'in likreit b'shabbos habo, kim ha-sedra ha-achrein ha-smuch al-zu. You only make up the closest to that one. Yeshoimim de'tzarek la'ashlam b'tzibah kol ha-sedra shebitle. No, you got to make up all the parshias. or may bir hagra mashma the svir like kadei rishayna. And it seems like the Vilna Gaon holds like the first opinion. Now, why would the Vilna Gaon hold like the first opinion? So remember, what did the Vilna Gaon say? If you scroll down to the bottom, the Sharetzion writes, what did the Vilna Gaon say? Says the Mishnah Berurah, midamele lahashlomas atfila. Because the Vilna Gaon was the one who told us that what's the lumness of makeup? It's like tfila, but see, it's like making up a mistfila. Visham, ala kaimalam besimit kufches, the aimashlim and ala tfila asmuchala. We know when it comes to making up a tfila, you can't make up 15 past tfilas. You can only make the closest one. So the Chayre says the Mishnah Berurah, the Vilna Gaon, the Shitase would hold that you're only able to make up the one that's closest. So let's say, for example, Be'ezus Hashem will be able to open up our shul's Pashas Vayikra. And Parshas Vayakal Pekude, we were closed. So we would not make up Kisisa and Vayakal Pekude. We'd only make up Vayakal and Pekude. However, according to the other sheet that quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, we would make up all the past lanings. Now, if you just take a quick peek over here in number 10 of the Maram Mekaymis is the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik writes over in number 10, he quotes from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, where again, you have to remember, what was the Maram Shik's lumdus? The Maram Shik's lumdus was the makeup is like Shtayim Mikavecha Targum. If that's the lumdus, is there any reason why you shouldn't make up five parshiyos? Everyone knows if you wake up before Simchas Torah and you haven't finished five parshiyos, you sit down and catch up all the parshiyos that you missed. So this is the Maram Shik Lushitas. He's up to Maram Shik. He says, since it's Shaita, Mistama Tikta Chazal Mikri Kaviyos, and Afilu Biyachar, so he says, Imken Afilu Sidra Tuva Nami, even if you missed many parshiyos, Afilu Bebei Svarim, even if you have to jump to two Svarim. Ukvar pligu ala Maram Mintz Bize, and he already says that those who argue in the Maram Mintz, then he writes, Vishamati, Shagoin hachos in Maron, the Uvda Merim Nosson Adler. He says he heard a story from Nosson Adler, because again, the Maram Sheik was a Talmud of the Chsam Soifer. The Chsam Soifer was a Talmud Muvik of Rim Nosson Adler. And he writes, Osa haloch lamaisa, vikore lahashlim harbis darois. So this is Mamish the Maram Sheik lishitase, the Vilna Gaon lishitase. If you understand that the reason why we're making up these lanings, it's like Shtayim Mikavecha Targum, so there's no reason why you shouldn't make up more than one. However, if you understand the makeup of the laning is like making up for a missed fila, so then you can only make up that one. So this is very negay halach lamaisa. It could be very negay for us. Are we going to go back and make up all those parashiyos, or only going to make up the closest one? So the Rechash Shulchan writes, he says, "Mash lekaru mali tre mali tlas." What difference does it make? Vafidum lekaru kamashabos is nirish echayvel ashlimam kulam. Says the Rechash Shulchan halach lamaisa. He thinks you're going to have to make up all of them. I'm not sure how we pass on halacha lemaisa, but again, this is going to be definitely an issue that's going to need to be discussed, because we're sadly looking like we're heading to a direction where there's going to be many parshiyos that are going to need to be made up. It seems to be a machloikis. Interestingly enough, if you look in the bottom, source number 12, they quote from the Vilna Gaon that kishiyotza hagrom mibesa asurim amal lebal koyish yikru lefon of kol adal parshiyos shehichzer, all the four parshiyos that he missed. Which is interesting, because didn't we mention that the Vilna Gaon held that it's like tefillah, and according to the Vilna Gaon, you should only make up the one you missed. Yet they bring down that the Vilna Gaon himself was machmir to try to catch up on all those that he missed. Interesting idea. I'm not really sure how that works out with what we were saying.
Maybe because there's a special inyan by the Dal Parshas versus everything else than the regular Kriya, especially since one's a Daraisa and one's a Suffolk Daraisa.
I'm not sure if he means the Dal Parshas. The Dala Parshas, the Dala Parshas, again, but that, it's still old news. You can't make a Tashlumen after the fact, so it's not clear to me what this is supposed to mean. Halach lemaisa.
You're saying Dala Parshas may mean 4 weeks?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it means. I looked all over, I couldn't get a copy of the Tosis Maisa Rav on my own, so I couldn't look up what they were saying. But if you turn to the next page of the Maram Mekaymis, I have from the Chazon Ish, they quote from the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Pe'er Hador. The Pe'er Hador was a biography written about the Chazon Ish. The first biography, he writes, Maise ve'ikev machalosoi. There was a story with the Chazon Ish, and he was held up because of a sickness. Lo shama b'meshech shtei shabbos es kriyas ha-Torah. He wasn't able to hear 2 weeks of laning. B'yoyse rosuk la'arsh tavoi. Not sure what that means exactly. Al kim bikshu sheyikru lefonev b'shabbos ha-shlishis. Gam eshtei ha-storois ha-kodemes sheyichser. He asked to be read the two previous parashiyos that he missed. So clearly the Chazon Ish held, again, this could have been a personal chumra for the Chazon Ish. Now again, if we're going to be machmir and read all the parashiyos, it could be a very, very strain on the tzibur. We're going to gather everyone to shul, we're going to be in shul for 3 hours just laning. I don't know what the common practice is. Again, we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shitas. We mentioned that the Vilna Gaon was leaning, the way the Shaar HaTzion writes it, the Vilna Gaon was leaning only the Shabbos, the one Shabbos, and the Reuch HaShulchan thinks you should make up all the Shabbosim. So again, halacha l'maisa, I'm assuming the G'dayle Rabbanim will deal with this, but I'm just bringing this point out, that it seems to be a little bit of a shaila. Another note that's interesting to mention is number 15. The Reuch HaShulchan writes, when you missed the previous Shabbos, you got to bake up the Haftarah also.
What else?
So the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that not only do you have to make up the lane, you got to make up the Haftarah also. So that's another interesting bit of information. If you're going to make up five parshiyos, you're going to have to make up five haftarahs as well. Now, this whole question might be completely irrelevant for our situation. Now, why is it possible that this whole shiur has been irrelevant for our conversation? Because of the Shaar HaEfraim. The Shaar HaEfraim writes in number 16, he writes, Kvar bi'anu b'siftes. I already explained in Siftes, Shimbat la tzibur hakriya ba'inis, that if the tzibur missed out on lane because of uncontrollable situation, yashlimu l'shabas haba to make it up the following week. V'imloi batlo ba'inis. Let's say it wasn't an ainis, rak shaloi hoya sham asara b'shabas. Zeh. But you never got a minion together.
Yeah, who knows? We don't know.
Ain't sarik lahashlim b'shabas haba. Then you don't have to make up the following week. But if there was 10, then you have to make it up. So what's chilik is he making? He's making the following chilik. When you have a situation when you have 10 men in the room, and now it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, and there's no Sefer Torah. This was a famous maaseh that happened a few years ago in the mountains, where yeshiva went away for a Shabbaton.
I'll have to go to Frankel's tomorrow. So.
To the mountains. They went on a Shabbaton.
Rabbi, I hate to interrupt you. Could you either mute everybody or could you ask everyone to please mute it? Because I hear a lot of background.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out where I can mute everyone from.
On the bottom left, there should be a thing.
But I'm on the Mar Mekermit, so it's hard for me to see everything now. Oh, here it is. I got it.
Click on it. It'll say on the left.
Is everyone muted now or I'm muted?
Everyone just mute.
No, I'm muted.
Okay,
right.
Everyone will do that.
Well, I'm going to manage it from here. 1 second. I'm going to mute everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, now everyone's muted now. Okay. Unmute me. Okay, so I'm hoping everyone can hear me and there's no background problems. So there's a maisa that happened a few years ago where a yeshiva went on a Shabbaton to the mountains, and they get up to the mountains and they realize that there was no Sefer Torah in the Aron, or they couldn't get into the Aron. So that's what the Shaar HaEfraim is saying. When you had a minion of people, and the minion of people are ready to lane, and there's no laning, there's an oinis. So then we say makeup. If you look at number 17 on the commentary on the Shaar HaEfraim, he explains the difference. He says, Kainlin is daiti didavka, hecha dibnei chiyuva heim lekrois. You have 10 men in the room that created a chi of laning. But there was an uncontrollable situation. But if there was never 10 people in the room, because again, we often speak about the famous Chakira is Kriyas HaTorah, Chayvus Yachid, or Chayvus Tzibur. So if Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus Tzibur, there's no Tzibur. We're all a bunch of individuals in our home. So since we're all a bunch of individuals in our home, we don't have to make it up. So if you hold like this Shaar HaEfraim, the situation that we're in right now, then the Chayra, there is no reason to make up the laning. Why? Because we were never together in the shul. There was never 10 men in the shul Shabbos morning. No shul was allowed to have 10 men in the shul. So according to the Shaar HaEfraim, our situation is not the gear. Our situation would be, let's say for example, 10 men get together for that. Let's say you have a minion in the shul, and right before laning starts, everyone has to run away. So then there was a chiyuv, but never happened. But we never had a chiyuv. We never had 10 men in the shul. So l'chayr, according to the Shaar HaEfraim, none of this would be negeh halach l'maisa. However, the Chaim Shaul, the Chidot, disagrees. He writes in number 18, Val oydas b'nei hakfar. He was asked about a certain village. Shehem minyan b'tzumtzum. On a good week, they have exactly 10. V'yom Shabbos b'boyke shenenes echem mehem b'choyli. And one Shabbos, one of the members was sick. V'lei bala b'sik nesis. He didn't show up to shul. U'b'mincha, but when it came time to mincha, on his atzma, he pushed himself. Uba, he came to Shuba Mincha. Vahoy minyan. Now they had a minyan. And the stapka, they wanted to know. And b'mincha yikru aparasha shaloi kar ba'boy kevial zayin oilam amaftir. They wanted to know, should they make it up by mincha? So Shaila's, what do you mean? They only had 9 people on Shabbos. So as Shivcha, he answers, Al koncho de la daiti ak tzara, de la pashut, de bemincha yikru parshas habo, kechol Yisrael gimel oylem, ubi Shabbos habo yikru shtei parshas. He says, no, you don't make it up by mincha, you make it up the next Shabbos. Ah, l'chayru, there was only 9 people in the room, and there's 9 people in the room, there's no chiv kriya. So l'chayru, you see from this chidah, that the chidah disagrees. The chidah holds, even if there's 9 people, it'd still be a chiv. If there's only a yachid, it'd still be a chiv. So, according to this chidah, we would have to make up all the parshis. If you look at number 19 in the Das Torah from the Marsham paskins like the Shari Ephraim. He quotes the Shari Ephraim and he says, same lomdus. He says the pshat is that when there's not 10 people in the room, there's never a chiv. So, if there's no 10 people in the room, there's never a chiv kriyas ha-teira. If there's never a chiv kriyas ha-teira, then there's no reason to make it up. And that was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in number 20. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Tzibur shleikara parsh v'nei shloheil ha-minyin. There was no minyan. Lo yashlimu b'shabi shalachra. They do not have to make it up the following week. Okay, my shakasa b'shari Ephraim. El yashlim kolecha latve v'chumish. Everyone should make it up with a chumish. So, halacha l'maisa. I'm assuming this is what the consensus of Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Das Torah, the Marsham, is that there's no makeup needed at all. So this whole first half of the shir is really irrelevant for our situation, because according to these achronim, our situation does not require a makeup, and therefore no makeup would be needed. The next shiloh that I want to discuss this evening is, what about making a parshas para? Is there a concept to making a parshas para? So Kveger writes in number 21, and we spoke about some of this in a previous shir a few weeks ago when we talked about Parsha Shkolim Lahalacha. So we mentioned over there that there's Reb Kveger number 21. Reb Kveger is on in the Hilchas Da'al Parshiyas in Siman Tov Reish Pehei. Kveger writes, Im Shachachu V'loi Kar Parsha Shkolim. If let's say, for example, one week you forgot you didn't read Parsha Shkolim. So he writes, Moitziyim Beis Sefer Torah V'Karim Parsha Shkolim V'Brach Lef Nelecha. Do it right away. Take out. V'imloi Niskuru Arachav Shabbos. Let's say you didn't remember until after Shabbos. Ein Lo Tashlumin. So according to Ginas Viradim, there is no makeup date for Parshas Zoch. So are the words of Reb Kveger, and so are the words of the Mishnah Berurah number 22. He writes, Im Irish Lekara Parsha Minyan Shalem, if you missed one of the Inyanim, which sounds like both, whether it be Shkolim, Zohar, Shkolim, Para, Chodesh, Ein Lo Tashlum L'Shana Haba, there is no makeup date the following week, L'Shabbos Haba, and that is also the opinion of the Shari Ephraim. If you look in the Shari Ephraim number 23 on the left side, he writes, "I'm Mishal Zetruv as Ginas Veradim Shekosav the Avos Mani Bottle." I affect the Shari Ephraim. Why is there no makeup date for the Dalat Parshis? We have a makeup date for Shabbos laning, so why is there no makeup date for the Dalat Parshis? And he explains, "V'loy Dami the Parshis Hashavuah Shemashlim B'Shabbos Shalachra." And it's not like the Shabbos laning that you can make it up. The Hasam Ink Peida Imikra B'Shabbos Zu Oibacheres. Over there, there's no Hakpada when you lane, but get the laning done. This sounds a little bit like the lomus of the Maram Shik. Dabim Arov and Maski Araisel Klashin. They used to finish it every 3 years. Mashenki Bezesh Kavua Kriyas Parshis Elu Kim Shabbatoi. However, says the Shari Ephraim, no, because when it comes to the Dal Parshis, they wanted it to be done on a specific week. And since they wanted it to be done on a specific week, you missed the week, there is no makeup date. However, he concludes, he says, but I found the Sefer Beis David, who quotes over there, that says Shem Shachachu Einensu the Kriyas Parshas Para b'Shabbato. If you've missed that Parshas Para, Ozai b'Shabbos Habo she Parshas Chodesh Yikru Gam Parshas Para. However, the Beis David rules not like that. The Beis David rules that Parshas Para is the exception to the rule, and Parshas Para could be made up by Parshas Chodesh. Well, then he's Daiti Tzarechin. However, concludes the Shari Ephraim, I don't understand why. Ve'im Biyodi Tshuvas Beis David, and I don't have the Tshuva to look into it. But Baruch Hashem, we do. We do have the tshuva from the Beis David. So if you look at number 24, let's look at the tshuva from the Beis David together. He was asked, Maisa, there was a story. B'Shabbos Parshas Parah Sheshachu V'loi Karasi. They forgot to read Parshas Parah. So he writes, Nira Shabbos Habosh Shabbos HaChodesh Yikru Bo'osei. Read it. Why? Why do you make a Parshas Parah? Because he quotes an Aguda. The Aguda says in Parak HaKoyi, the second Parak of Brachas, B'Shem Ozeruah, in Bitla B'Shabbos HaTomid, V'loi Kara Parsha, if you lost out on the Parshas HaShavua, Oz Yikru B'Shabbos HaBa B'Shabbos Parshas, that's our Ramah, you make it up the next week. So he writes, V'chein Kasa B'dinei Ma'aril, Parshas Nosa Loi Kara Seidu B'Shabbos Parshas Loischa, Tzivisi Likwes Nosa Ba Loischa, U'lechein Yesh B'yadi Tshuva, Ech Shi Yira Maisa B'Kul Yonah, Shabbat L'Achas HaTom B'Shabbos Parshas Emor, Shabbos Parshas Bahar, Hayre B'Lozer B'Shim Likwes Amor Bahar, V'erech B'Rias, okay, let's get out of that. I'm sorry. Okay, I lost the Maram Kamis on the page, but he writes over there, let's just pull it back up.
to.
But he writes over there that the same way you can make up the previous parsha, you can make up Parsha's Parah also. But then he throws in a lumnus over here. He says an interesting thing. He writes, this is where it gets a shtickle important. He writes, I don't know why it's blue. He writes,
Brother Rabbi.
Yes.
You can always click onto your Adobe, which is the red, the red at the bottom.
Terrific.
And it'll come back up.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Terrific. Thank you, Ariel. Okay, so if you look at the end of 24, he says two interesting svars. He writes, V'im b'parashas ha-shavua shidirabonon, kol shkim parashas paru shidiraisa. He says, one second, if I'm able to make up a parasha from one week to another week, and that's only derabonon, kol shekein, I'm able to make a parashas paru, which is deraisa. So now it's interesting, if that's the logic, so then you wouldn't be able to make a parashas shkolim, because parashas shkolim is parashas not deraisa. So the svara that the Beis David is using is what? He's saying that because paru is deraisa, it shouldn't be any worse than a regular parasha. And since I'm allowed to make up a regular parasha, I'm allowed to make this one up. But then he throws in another svara. He writes that, you know why Parah is different? Parah is different is because Parah and Chodesh actually go together. He writes that the Yerushalmi says that really, Bedin hu sheyaktim haChodesh leParah. If you think about it, Parashas haChodesh should come before Parashas Parah. Why? Neisha be'echa b'nissan hukam haMishkan. Sheni loy nisifah. They first put up the Mishkan, which was Nisan, and then they burnt the Parah. Obimei mahak dimu, so why do we do the other way? Neisha teros and sheyisrael. So he says, if that's the svara, there's really a shaykhis between the two. So since there's really a shaykhis between the two, that's why you're able to make it up. So he's of the opinion, the Beis David, avada, you're able to make up from one week, from Parshas Parah to another week. So according to the Beis David, this Shabbos, we can make up Parshas Parah. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes it lahalacha. If you look at number 25 in the left corner, Kaf HaChaim actually quotes it in a couple of places. But here the Kaf HaChaim writes, halach lamaisa, in source 25, I can't pull it back. Oh, yeah. He writes, Zokter Kaf HaChaim. He says, Im ira oynis letzibur shlo yuchel likreis ha-parashim minyone shlo yoyim, eim ha-shlui minoy yisei b'shabbos acheres. You can't make it up. Afim hi shel ha-fsoko, even though if it's, let's say, an off week. But he writes, Miu parashas para, kairin oyse b'shabbos acherel. Parashas para you can make up this week, im loy karu b'zmanoy, if you did not read it at the proper time. So we have the sheet of the Beis David, the Shaar Ephraim disagrees with it, but the Kaf HaChaim brings it lahalach. If you look at number, on the last page in Reb Shmuel Vosner, writes over here, he quotes from the Chidah, because the Chidah was also one of the people who quote from this Beis David, and he quotes the Chidah, that the Chidah said, you can't make up parashas shkolim. But you could make a parashas para. So says Reb Shmuel Vosner, what's the lomdus? What's the difference? So the truth is, we saw in the Beis David, he explains the difference. So Reb Shmuel Vosner writes over here, Ukenir the time of the parashas shkolim takana kvul lahashmi lef ne'er shchedish adar. Ma'ashen kein para du kedei letarat lef ne'er pesach ba'alfa parar duma. So he says, I'll tell you the pshat. The difference is because parashas shkolim was supposed to be read right before they bring in the shkolim. Parshas Parah is about becoming tar in Chodesh Nisan, so you have plenty of time. That's not exactly the way the Beis David writes. The Beis David gave a different svara. But this is from Shmuel Vosner's svara to be mechalik between Parshas Parah and Parshas Shkolim. Now the truth is, if you remember from a few weeks ago, we had a tshuva from the Maram Shik, who pointed out that fakert, Parshas Shkolim you can also make up. Because since Parshas Shkolim was bringing your shkolim before the month of Nisan, you could actually make it up as long as it's not yet the month of Nisan. But here the Reb Shmuel Vosner is attempting to explain the Chidah, why the Chidah holds you can make up Parshas Parah. Halach l'maisa, if you look in Yalkut Yosef, Reb Avad Yosef's son, he writes two shitas, and he writes, V'hoi ikar ala halacha ulamaisa sheikru b'shabbos ha-chodesh. And that's the way his father paskins in the Tshuva Yechav Das in Chelik Beis. Reb Avad Yosef paskins based on this Chidah, based on the Beis David, halach l'maisa, you can make it up in this week's Parsha. That was the opinion of the Yalkut Yosef. Interestingly enough, I put on the paper that in the Nenite Gavriel, Rabbi Gavriel Tzinner writes in the Tshuva that he paskened halacha l'maisa this way. He told a maisa that happened that, I guess, at Tzibo missed Parshas Parah, and he paskened halacha l'maisa that they should make it up in this week's Parsha. That was the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer. That was the opinion of the Nenite Gavriel. The Tzitz Eliezer has a pretty lengthy Tshuva over here, which we're not going to read through all of it, but he also discusses this Shiloh, and he starts off assuming, like the Beis David, that because Parshas Parah and Parshas Shkolim have a similarity, I'm sorry, Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh are connected, he thinks you can make it up. Ah, he says, what about the fact, I'm jumping to Sifkat and Beis, where he writes, I, the Mishnah Berurah, says, there's no makeup. So he wants to tell you that whole Mishnah Berurah was only talking about the other Parshas. But the Mishnah Berurah himself agrees that Parshas Parah has a makeup. That's his initial thought. Then he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Al-Ghazi, that Marit Al-Ghazi, that he says you can make it up. And then he quotes from the Chida, who says you can make it up. And then he quotes at the end, Soif Dova Nira, She'ein L'Sriachas L'Zeh K'Sheshoch L'Kurz Parshas Parah. He says Parshas Parah is different than Parshas Shkolim, and Parshas Parah could be made up. So Halach L'Maisa, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Kiva Eger would be, is you can't make up Parshas Parah. But we have the base David, the Chida, Bevadja, that it's Eliezer, and the Nitzak Avriel, that all think that's not true, that Parshas Parah could be made up this upcoming Shabbos. So Halach L'Maisa, Mitz Hashem, with the Kayach of learning and the Kayach HaTfilah, we should be zeich to get back into our shuls of Shabbos, and we should be able to follow these opinions and be able to make up the laning of Parshas Parah. But it's very likely that the other Parshas we don't have to make up, based on the ruling of the Shari Ephraim, that the other Parshas do not need to be made up because we never had a status of a Tzibur.